This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A company linked to the 2017 home explosion in Firestone will pay more than $18 million in fines. State energy regulators fined Kerr McGee, a subsidiary of Occidental Petroleum. Erin Martinez was severely injured by the blast that killed her husband Mark and brother Joey.
The prevention of a future tragedy is a great way to honor both Mark and Joey. I appreciate the COGCC's hard work and dedication and look forward to seeing the penalty at work in keeping us all safer.
The fines will go towards a public projects fund in memory of the two men and to improve monitoring methane and other gases. Governor Polis says 304 people in Colorado have died of COVID-19, almost 7,700 have gotten the virus, and more than 1,500 have been hospitalized. Still, Polis says social distancing is helping to limit the spread.
So far, because of we're staying at home, we are seeing a leveling off of people admitted to hospitals, we hope of deaths, but we still have difficult days ahead.
Polis says the state is now tracing who is getting COVID-19 based on race. And Denver officials are projecting a loss of $180 million in revenue from lodging, sales, and use taxes due to COVID-19. That's about a 12% drop in the city's expected tax revenues. Officials are asking city departments to cut their budgets significantly. 23 degrees with light snow in Denver, 22 and cloudy in Vail. It's 45 and overcast in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.